I never meant the water.
What did I say? I said clearly, I'm selling you a bore, the ditch, that's all. Even though there's water in there, but I did not speak out of water, it's not included in the sale. If I say I'm selling you a birdhouse, that's all. Even though in the birdhouse there are birds, but I did not say the birds. I only said I'm selling you the birdhouse. So by Mecha, we had before Svara, you're only selling the birdhouse, not the birds. So after Din Gevoya, we had the laws of Shimon Ol, the same thing when you're being marked to something. That the Svara is Bira Aktish, you only mean to be Maktish the ditch, or the birdhouse, the ditch, but Maya Layaktish. That's the laws of Shimon Svara. But Tanakama Sava, no, ain't done in Din Gevoya and Din Hegdish. Yeah, that no, like we had a Svara before, that's only when you sell, then you need to leave over for yourself. But when you maktish something, we say it's like giving a matana to Hashem, that avad, you mean to give everything that's included. So avad, if you say you're being maktish, this bur, the Tanakam holds, it means with the water of avada, it means with the birth and started also. For the Gemara of a din hedjit loy, it's not like a din hedjit, for your tana will learn like this. So what do you want to tell me? That true, we have less of a Shimon hold that Hegdish is like a hedjit. Just when you sell something, you do not mean to include the water. So Fred Gemara, is that true? By hedjit, Fred Gemara, is that true? V'din hedjit loy, that when you sell a boar, you do not mean to include the water by hedjit, is that true? V'yotanan, we learned like this. Mocha boar, mocha meimov. If somebody sells a boar, he means to sell the water also. So who you see, even by regular sale, when I sell you a ditch and there's water in there, I mean to include the water also. So why does the Tanakhama say, how could the blessed of Shimon say, you did not mean to include the water? So Marin says, Omar Rova, Masnisin Yechidoyi, that's Mishnah Yochid, Tetanya. Mocha bor, loy mocha meimach. Rather, that's the Svara. That's like the Tanakhama we had before. That means when you sell something, you sell a biyayin ra. I only sell you what I said. If I said I'm selling you a boar, I only mean the boar, not the water inside it. Rabbi Nosson Noimer, mocha boar, mocha meimov. That's a das yochid. Rabbi Nosson is the one that says, no, if I sell you a boar, I also mean to sell the meimov. That's Rabbi Nosson's svara. Smell is very good what the blessing of Shimon's svara is. The blessing of Shimon's svara is that hegdish is just like a regular mecher. So just like when I sell you something, you only mean to sell what you say and not what you didn't say. So here I just said I'm selling you a boar, or I'm just maktish the boar, even though there's water inside it. He holds you do not mean to include the water. The water is not included in the sale. So the Mishnah says like this. Halokeyach peiros shevich. If I sell you the peiros shevich, means the newborn pigeons, the newborn birds. I'm telling you now the birds of this birdhouse, you buy halakeach peiros shevich mechaveroi, you buy the birds off your friend from his birdhouse. So mavriach bricha rishoina, the first two birds that are born that year you have to leave over. That you don't keep for yourself. Gemara says a svara is the first two ones that are born, like the mother needs it to help out the mother. They're like the ones to clean up the house, the place they cook. They're there to help the mother. So when I sell you the new crop, I never mean to sell the first two birds that are born. They're always there, latzav sodima, they're always there to help us for the mother. What about peiros kiveres? I'm selling you now a beehive, the honey that comes out of the beehive. Peiros kiveres, I want to sell you the honey from this beehive. The locker is also, noito gimo nechilim, you take out three nechilim, three like rows of bees. Rashbam says, Noito Gim, before the Rashbam says, Peres Kiverim, Shel Shonachas, I want to sell you all the fruits of this beehive. Devorim Hanalodim in a Kiveres, I want to sell you all the bees that are born from this beehive. Salachor is Noito Gimu Necholim, means Gimu Chaburas Hanalodis Rishonis. The first three, like bunches of bees that are born, the Gimu's Marma three times, Mitest Yarmah from 9 to 10 days, those are not sold. That's not part of the sale. Those you take separately. So noitel gimel nechilim u'mesaris, and those your mesaris means you make them that they can't have kids. We'll see why. In other words, Rashi says u'mesaris. Rashi says kloima. Mikan v'yedach. After that, yigrim lehem ha'moicha shi'sarsu mi'aleim lo yasavoy peiros. In other words, the first three rows of bees that come out. Those you leave normal, and they should keep on producing more and more bees. But after that, the rest of the bees that are produced, that are grown that year, your mesaros, that means you stop them from producing more bees. Why? Because you want them to be eisek in making honey. You don't want them to be producing, having more kids. You want them rather to make the honey. So therefore, after you took care of the first three necholim of bees, then the rest of the bees, your mesaros, them, we'll soon see what that means. You stop them from having kids, and then they're eisek in making honey. Now, chalas devash, let's say I'm selling you not the bees, but I'm selling you the honey, the clusters of honey there in the beehive. Halach is also maniach beis chalas. You have to leave over the first two honeycombs. And inside the honeycomb, there are like a cabinets there of wax that you have honey inside it. So the first two cabinets you have to leave over, those vice versa are what the bees themselves live on for the year. So those are not part of the sale. The rest of the honey is what I'm selling it to you. What about zeisim lokuts? Let's say I'm selling you olives that are aimed to be cut down. So maniach shtei grufyas. You have a right to leave over shtei grufyas. Shvam says anofim. So two branches. For choizav et semeach, those grow more. Rimin abreishas rabba. V'yite kerem lohoyle lita lo yuchareachav lo grufyam echot. Mechanoids, two branches you have to leave over. That the guy still wants to be able to plan to grow more zeisim. But the rest of the zeisim are sold. As if I come and buy off you your olives, so the owner has the right to leave over for himself two branches worth of olives. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learned like this. By the pigeons, the first two a crop you leave over. And here we have in our Mishnah, Kehah Perashev, and Chaveroi, Mavriya Bricha, says only the Bricha Rishayna, only the first ones that are grown. And here it's Mashmano, Bricha Rishayna Shnia, Amarav Kana Lekasha, Holo Holima, once for the pigeons itself, and once for the buyer, and once for the mother. That the mother, Taka, she needs two. It's like this. My Shnim, what's in the mother? The Mitzavnis, the Mitzavnis that she needs help, that what? Because one may leave her. She'll need the other one. So the mother needs the first two birds that are born. So for the bird itself also, she should have to have two of them left over. Gemara says, no. Ima abrata mitzavnis. The mother always helps out the daughter. But brata ima loy mitzavnis. A daughter does not always help out the mother. Therefore, the daughter, she herself doesn't help out the mother cannot rely upon her. Therefore, for the daughter herself, she could rely on the mother. The mother is always there to help her. Therefore, she does not need like two new birds to help her. Mashenkein, the mother cannot rely upon the daughter. The daughter, the bird, does not always help out the mother. Therefore, the mother always needs two left over for herself. Teres kiveris, if I sell you the fruits of the bees of a beehive, noito gimon chilam. You have to first take three rows of bees, umesaris, and then the rest of them you make it that they can't have bees anymore, and then they're oisek in making honey. So the more b'mayim mesar, how do you mesaris them? Or may have you done? Shmuel b'chardol, he gives them mustard seeds to eat. If they eat mustard seeds, they become bitter. So you know what they have to do then? They need honey to sweeten them out. So if you want to make sure they'll produce honey for you, the best thing is give them to eat some mustard seeds and bitter stuff. And then they'll be Isaac very fast and producing nice honey. Ami Marova, Mishmed Rav Yisrael Chanina, Loi Chardol Mesaros, and not the Pshat that the Chardol is Mesaros and they can't have any kids. Ella, Mitech Shepiyachat, since the mouth is very bitter, because Eros Yacheles, that's the addition. They go right away to find something sweet, to keep something sweet in the mouth. Rav Yechanan Amar, Noito Shloshin, Nechilom Besiros. No, the opposite. The first three, then you take your Mesaros, the first three. You take three rows like one after another. After that, you take one and he take one. That's the way you divide it up afterwards.
Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. One second.
Though the law was that he Yeah, we're going to list Gemara here on Daf Pei. Mishnah again. Halakeach Peiris Shevich. If you buy off your friend the birds from the birdhouse, Mechaber from your friend, the Loch Riz Machriach Bricha Rishaina. You have to leave over to the seller. He has a right to still keep the first two birds that are born. Like this, the mother of the birdhouse, she gives, I think, she gives off two babies every month. So the first set of babies that are born still stays to the Mecha. Teres Kiberis, if I sell you the bees of the beehive, so Neutel Gimel Nechilim. So the one that buys it will see in the Gemara exactly what it means. He takes the first three flocks of bees that come out. Humasaris. And then the rest of them, the Masaris, like the Gemara says, we make them eat mustard that they won't give off more bees, but instead they'll be able to make honey. Chalus Devash, if somebody buys a beehive for the honey inside, so Lachor is Meniach Beis Chalus. You have to leave over for the Moicha to the seller two chalus of honey. By two compartments of honey. Zaysim Lokut, let's say I sell you an olive tree to cut it down and you want to use the olives. So Maniach Shtei Grufius. You have to leave over to the seller, he has the right to keep two branches. Like he has the right to keep on planting, his trees keep on growing, he has the right to leave over for himself two branches. Samara says, Akasha Batang, I will learn Bricha Rishonu Shniya. If I sell you my birdhouse, so the pshat, I'm not selling you the birdhouse. I'm selling you the birds that are going to be born this year. So here in the Bryce it says I should leave over the first two things that are born. Bricha Rishonu Shniya, the first set and the second set. And now Mishnah says you only have to leave over for the Mecha, he only has the right to keep the first Bricha, the first set. Somer Avkana Lekasha, Holo Holi Ima. One is for the mother, and one is for the babies itself. In other words, like this. When you have a birdhouse, so there's a mother there that takes charge. So it says, if I sell you the new babies that are going to be born this year, so the first set of babies that are born remains to the Mecha. That remains for the mother that should help out the mother. Now, when the Braisa says the second set also remains to the Mecha, it doesn't mean the second set that the mother gives birth to, but it means the first set that this set gives birth to. Like the mother gives birth to two babies. Now, 2 or 3 months later, these two babies give birth to other birds. So the first set that these babies give birth to also remains to the Mecha. That's what the Braisa means. Like Kasha. Holo Holima. Now, it's in the Mishnah, when it says only one set, it means for the mother. When the Braisa says two sets, it means a second set for the babies, their first babies, they also have right to leave over. Samara says, why? Maishnaima, how come by the mother? Dimitsavso, Abra Abarbratom, it's enough the mother to have companion, just with its two daughters, so you just have to leave over for the mother. The first two birds it gives birth to, it's enough just what? Its daughter. And in earth, when the mother gives birth, it gives birth to a pair, like a Zochran and a Keva. So it's enough to have companion with the daughter and with the mate. Yeah. Tishavkina la'ihu. So, Tishavkina la'ihu nami. Titstavnes ima v'yazavga tishavkina la. It's like, why isn't it enough also for these babies now to have its mother and to have the mate with it? Like, how come the Bryce says when the mother gives off its first babies, those babies, when they give off their babies also stay with them. Look her, why? Let the first set of babies be happy with their mother. The Gemara answers like this. Imo abrato mit tafso. A mother stays with its daughter. But brata ima loy mit tafso. But the daughter with its mother doesn't always stay. The daughter may decide to fly away from its mother. The daughter alone, like the first babies, is not satisfied just with their mother. So therefore we make it that these babies have a right that the first babies they have should also stay there, in order that the babies will stay around the birdhouse. So therefore the original owner, in order to keep his birdhouse going, he has to have the original mother there with her two kids, and then if these two kids have two kids, that's enough then the rest of the birds that are born, they go to the lekeach, to the ones that buy the birds for that year. Then it says, Peiros Tiveros, if you buy the bees from the beehive, so noito gimel achilim. What you have a right to take is you take the first gimel, the first three like crops of the bees. Umasaris. And then the rest of them, we make them, they won't have kids anymore. But my Masarasin, how do we make that the rest of the bees won't have more bees? Some Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, it means Bechardo. It doesn't really mean we're Masarasin, then we make them, they can't have kids. It just means we give them something bitter, teeth, we give them like mustard. Amri b'marovo, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmei the Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. Loi Chardo Masarasin, not the pshah when the bees eat the mustard, that's mamers mesaras them, that makes them they can't have children anymore. That's not what happens. Ella rather, mitoich shepihan chad, since when they eat the mustard, their mouth becomes like bitter, it's like, you know, sharp as a mustard, so choseres v'yacheles as dushanen. Then the bees go and want to try and find at least to produce the honey. So that will make them to produce the honey. So the kids say, when you sell the bees, all you mean to do is to sell a certain amount of bees. But after that, of course, you don't want just the bees to keep on producing more and more and more and fly away. You want the rest of the bees to stay in the beehive to produce honey. So Rabbi Yechon learned like this. Rabbi Yechon and Neymar, Neito Shloisha Nechilon Bistirim. He learned even these first three, like bunches of bees, that if you buy the bees you get, you don't get them one after another. You get one bunch of bees. Then the second bunch of bees stay in the beehive to make the honey. Then the second bunch, the third bunch, goes to the lekeach. The fourth bunch stays by the meicher. And then the fifth bunch goes to the lekeach. That's the way of Yechonen learned. But Masnis and Ton and the Braisa we learned, no. And the Braisa we learned, Noitel Gimel Mechilin Bezeach Hazer. If you go and buy the bees from this beehive, the locker is you have right to take the first three set of bees you take right away. Mikan v'yelech, after that, then noitel achas to mniach achas. Then you have bisirugim. Like after you take the first three sets of bees, then the fourth set of bees stays there in the beehive in order to produce more honey for the owner. Then the fifth set of bees that are produced, that goes to lakeach. Then the sixth stays by the meicher. That's the way it keeps on going one after another. Then the Mishnah said, Chalas devash, if I sell you the honey inside the beehive, so maniach shtei chalas. The meicher, the one that sells it, has the right to leave over for himself two chalas, like two the compartments of honey, he leaves over for himself. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Tana, devash kiveris, the honey that comes out of a kiveris, yishno eina yoytsoi midei meichel yoylam. It never loses the shame, Michael. It's always called a food. Rashbam says, Devash, afilo bekibur verosoi. Even when the honey is still in the beehive, and yoytze midei Michael, the alpha pi shiyesh eis shadvorim oichlam dushanin, even though at certain times the bees themselves eat that honey, afilo hochi yen yoytze midei Michael, at shiksei beferish lemichel dvorim. It doesn't lose its name of a food. In other words, it'll still be makabel tumah unless you set it aside specially to be used for these things. If you set it aside, that honey to be left over just for the bees, then it's not called food. But as long as you don't set it aside bedafka for the bees, even the honey when it's inside the beehive, it's also called a meichel and therefore would be makabel tumah. That's what Rav Kana said. The Gemara says, Alma, what do we see? Alma ksava, loiboy machshava. That honey inside the beehive does not need machshava to make it into food. Automatically, it's called an oichla, it's makabel tumah. So on this mesra, I have a question. It says, Alocha, devash bikiveres, if you have your honey in your beehive. So it says, Alocha, clearly, einoi, loy oichla, v'loy mashke. It says it's nothing. It says it's not a food, and it's not mashke. Rashi says, lo yoichol, le tama de kebeya. It doesn't have a lacha like food, it's not a tama kebeya. For lo mashke, it's not like the mashke, it's a tama revias. O mi o liyatma mekabel oichol tuma becholshu. But really, food by itself is mekabel even by a kolshu. A kofon here is a sira. Here it says, so it says clearly what, that the Vashka verse is not a Neuch and not a Mashka. So here you see by itself it's nothing. So the Marian says, Amar Abaya, Lo Tzricha. Ela Li Oysa and Shtei Chalitz.